All right, man, morning shift. They caught up with a guy that we're big fans of, Caden Ellis and Divine Diablo, the new-look defense, plus the rookies. How does it feel working with a new defense since we got a guy, Jeff Ulbrich, calling the shots?
You know, it's so much fun. It's really cool, getting to see different places, how they do it, and learn from different people that just have these great minds for the X's and O's. Getting to be with Dennis Allen and Ryan Nielsen, Chris Richard, defense coordinators over New Orleans. It was a blast, and it was so fun to learn under them and then come with Nielsen here, see how they do it. And we've had some really special defenses with them. Then getting to work with Jimmy, and obviously he was with the Rams, and getting to see, kind of learn the system that, won a Super Bowl over there in L.A. That was awesome. Really fun to learn. And I've been watching the Jets defense for a while. They've been a defense that you respected these last few years. And now I got Ulbrich, and he's teaching it to us. So it's really cool getting to see, a term I learned when I was a rookie was there's so many different ways to do it. You can, play different formations and plays in so many different ways. It's just a different way to skin the cat. And so getting to see how these great minds each do it a little differently has been a lot of fun. And I think overall really helps me grow as a player, because you get to realize and understand how offenses try to attack different defenses in different ways. When I was only in that quarters world over in New Orleans, I saw the same beaters over and over again from the offense. And now these last 2 years, I've really had to expand that book of, okay, how do offenses want to attack these defenses? Why do they run these plays? What are they looking for? And it helps you.
Real quick, a follow-up on that. When you were in New Orleans, and Mike played offensive line, so he loves watching the trenches, and him and I are sitting here, we signed you, and we're like, all right, what's he great at? It almost felt like one of the things that you were so good at was playing with discipline and just not leaving your spot, and it helped you a lot. I mean, how hard is that to just stay true to your discipline and not want to just – see it and go?
I didn't get on the field initially in New Orleans. It took me a while too, and I think the talent was always there. I tore my ACL my rookie year, and so that second year, there was a little bit of I wasn't a 8-month recovery guy. Like, I got back to play the next year, but my knee didn't feel the same. But that third and fourth year, and then my rookie year, I think everybody in the building knew I had the athleticism to play. It was really the eye discipline, and I remember my first start that I got in New Orleans against Pittsburgh. Dennis Allen came up to me, and he's just like, "Caden, your eyes. It's all about your eyes today, all right?" And that's something he always preached to me. And then really, it was tough not getting to play very much those first couple of years, but it really forced me to grow as a player. And instead of just letting talent take over all the time, quickness, strength, agility, technique, all those things, allowing your discipline to take over, right? And that's something that a lot of people talk about, not something a lot of people think about. But really, I had to earn DA's trust to get on that field. And to do it, I had to have disciplined eyes. And so that was something that, there's still times where I really want to just go. And sometimes I do. I did a couple times in practice today when I probably shouldn't have. That's all right. It's the first day of pads. You got a little juiced up. But at the end of the day, if you can be disciplined with your eyes, disciplined, with what you're seeing and how you're moving, maybe processing fast, moving your body slow till it's time to go, it allows you to make a lot more plays.
Couple more minutes here with Falcons linebacker Caden Ellis. Man, you're speaking my language right now. I love getting into the nitty gritty. Matter of fact, when you were signed, I was doing a rip move on Bo in the office. I was explaining how good you were at getting to the back shoulder when you're running twist games. You know what I mean? Getting alignment on two different levels. I was like, man, this guy's he's elite at this. You know what I mean? Obviously, has led to a lot of sack numbers for you throughout your career. I don't think you got a chance to cross paths with him. One of my college teammates was Roman Harper, former New Orleans Saint safety, and I was listening to him talk a little bit a week ago, and he was saying that basically when he came out of college and got to New Orleans, he was listening to the coach tell him what to do, right? He was like, I know exactly what the coach wants me to do. I'm going to do exactly what he says. Then as he got to be older and understood defenses like you're talking about, understand how he's being attacked, he knew kind of, hey, I need to shade this way. I need to attack this way. What level do you feel like you're at in your career? I mean, you obviously understand defense at a very high level. You've always been kind of the green dot on defense and obviously play that leadership role. But how much now with some of the youth surrounding you on defense is just simply getting guys in the right place and helping them to understand the game at a deeper level?
Yeah. No, I think that's something that, and this goes back to one of the first questions you guys asked about the different systems. I think the longer you're in a system, Brick's been talking about it a lot, is like find the plays within the play. And that's something that by the end of my time in New Orleans, after watching DeMario and Kiko and Alex and AJ and Quan Alexander, watching all these guys go and dominate, at linebacker Pete Warner, I got to see a lot of the plays they were making within the plays. Plays that maybe when you draw it up on the chalkboard, DeMario wasn't necessarily supposed to make that play, but he knew he could. And he knew that, this they want to beat me on this. And because they want to beat me on this, I'm going to recognize it. I'm going to jump it. And it's going to be a great play, Yeah. So when you're in these systems, it's as how fast can you get to that point? And, you know, that was one thing last year. I feel like I started a little slow and our defense started a little slow. And it was a little disappointing to me. And really, I wish I would have gone back and called Ernest, you know, figured out like, hey, what are the plays within this Rams defense? Or gone and asked Ron's office, like, what are the plays within the play here? Like, how I know the X and O, but what were you making plays on? And finally, Ra kind of helped me with that. Jimmy helped me with that. And all of a sudden, the second half of the season took off, right? And so that's something that I've been talking a lot with Rudy, because he was a linebacker coach over in New York. Got his teach tapes in with Brick, just, and then talking with Rude. They're just helping me with, like, all right, let's get to that point. So right when the season starts, we're making those plays within the plays. We know when you can do these little extra things. I'm not going to say them all right now, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But maybe they think they have you.
You can if you want to.
Maybe they think they have you in a coverage right now. No, that's an opportunity to make a play because you know it's coming. Or this is an opportunity that you can get after that quarterback. This is an opportunity that you can shoot a gap. This is an opportunity you should play slow, and you're going to make a great play over the top. So that's what we're trying to learn right now. And I think where I'm at in my career, you know, I'm in my year 7. Like, I've played a lot of football. I know a lot of football. You put me some of these systems, I know the plays to make. But this is a new system. This is a new defense. And so right now, to me, it's kind of a race to get to, you know, C.J. Mosley was dominating in this defense. But he was in it for years, right? And he knew the game. He was a great player. So he knew the plays within the play. How fast can I get to knowing those plays?
Well, let's pivot a little bit from the X's and O's. And I know these guys got questions for you as well. Finishing up here with Falcons linebacker Caden Ellis. Chippiness at practice has been kind of nice over the last few days. A lot of headlines made. We've talked about James Pierce and him mixing it up. I think there's a fine line. I talk about it all the time. Like, as a rookie, you kind of want to keep your head down, but you also kind of want to show everybody what you're about. What have you made about the chippiness at practice? I know there's a couple more shoving matches today. It looked to me on the outside like Raheem probably told everybody to tone it down a little bit. Some guys were kind of walking that line, and then it was like, I ain't going to go any further. But you love to see that, I think, in the end, at least the energy level from some of these rookies out here.
I agree. It's you want to know you got that edge as a team. And again, there's a fine line to walk. You know, you're wasting time at practice, you're losing reps, all of a sudden you start throwing hands, you know don't ever practice bad habits. We can't do that in the game where now you're gone and now we're hurting for the next game and a half, right? So there's you know, there's a tight line to walk, but you want to know your team has that edge, especially in the trenches. And so seeing our guys have that edge, seeing us have that edge, the chippiness, the energy, the excitement, the trash talking, it's been a really fun camp so far.
All right, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but your dad played in the league, and now your brother, younger brother, Jonah's in the league. Did he go – you probably went to your dad for some advice in NFL, starting that career, kind of like what to expect. Did Jonah go to your dad, or did he come to big brother?
So, yeah, four of us have played in the league. One's out right now. One's in Boston, just signed a really good deal over there. One's in Denver, and I'm here. And, you know, little bros, I'm the oldest. There were times they would come to me about things. But really, we've got my dad, and he's been so awesome and all this stuff. And that's a reason all of us can rush the passer. You know, my other brother, Patriots, just got paid, had a good year rushing the passer last year, coverage. And then Jonah had 5 sacks last year. Without that many, if you look at his rush ops, it was a really high percentage that he actually had. And I've been able to do it, too. So, it's one of those things where we do feed off each other. We do ask each other questions. I was working with Christian on covering running backs this offseason because he's just been locking them up these last couple years. Jonah has a great pass rush arsenal, so I can go to him. I can pick his brain about things. Our younger brother's at Utah. But at the end of the day, my dad's just, he's such a good coach, such a good teacher, and so passionate. I think one of the things I love most about learning from him is it's just always belief, and it always instills belief, right? Like, just the belief that you're dominant, the belief that you can be everything, the belief that you're the best. And as we're working and learning and, you know, picking the brain, it's just always said in a positive mindset, right? So it's just awesome learning from him. He's the best. I love him so much, and I pray to be like him one day.
Caden Ellis, guys, with the morning shift. We like him a lot. He gave you a lot of info there, talking about a bunch of different things, talking pass rush at the end. Pretty unique family, man. I mean, like, when you start talking about the connection to the league and dad and brothers and all that stuff. But remember, last year, Mike, I thought at the second part of this, you know, maybe the last 6 or 7 games, he took a jump, but the defense took a jump. But they were using him in different ways. And I think that's kind of what he's talking about with Jeff Ulbrich and describing, like, oh, we saw some things last year that he could help us with on top of just having guys that can flat out get after the passer. You don't want to do that every down or every third and long that you're going to have Caden Ellis involved, but you can pick your spots, Mike, when you got other guys coming off the edge.
I know that, you know, we said enough about Jimmy Lake. It just is what it was. It just wasn't great. And you're right. I think that once Raheem got involved, I think Ellis, because that's what we remember with the first time we interviewed him. He was coming off, I want to say, a 7-sack season with New Orleans.
Yep.
And we thought that was just going to be a natural role for him. And it's almost like he did better under Ryan Nielsen. because of how they used him. But now with Jeff Ulbrich, I think, you know, he talked about it with the questions you heard from the morning shift about, you know, there are some subtleties to it, but at the end of the day, his job is still pretty much the same. There's times he's going to be in coverage. There's times where he's, here he comes, you know, and we want, I think his fans, much rather see us pin our ears back and do high risk than sit there and get picked apart. I know the fans always say, why are we in a prevent? No, not a prevent, it's a zone. But hopefully those days of watching us just get picked apart underneath are going to be gone because they will get that heat.
Let's hope so. 404-726-0929. Falcon Report's on the way. Raheem Moore is talking about the edge with this team and then Leonard Floyd as well. You'll hear what he had to say as that's been kind of the conversation here with these early practices. There has been an edge, and you're seeing this on both sides of the ball, which is great. And I think that's something that we've lacked over the last few years. And, you know, you add talent to that, Mike, and then execution, and you might have something moving into the season. Also, the latest with the Braves, as we'll talk about Ronald Acuna in this situation as we await these results from the MRI. I'm not a doctor, but the fact that he ran off the field and all that, I don't know if it may be as serious. But even if he's going to miss 2 or 3 weeks, it's still a big deal.
No, look, you were ahead of the curve on this back about a month ago. We played the sound. Carl was saying, look, you know, down the stretch, you said if the Braves are out of it, sit him down. And in a lot of Braves fans, they scoff, ha, they scoff at that. And I get it. You go down to the ballpark because you want to see a show and you want to see the best players out there. But knowing the injury history, and we went back, we looked at the parallels where Mike Trout was and how many amazing amount of number of games he's lost and he's missed out due to injury. Some guys feel that Ronald's already there. You and I disagree. But I would just think now you got a close call on this one. He's super competitive. He feels guilty over missing time, which is silly. It just is what it is. But that's how competitive he is. You're right. And if Snicker was aware of it, shame on Snicker. I mean, is he not paying attention to what's going on here? Maybe it really is time. His contract is up, and no one will debate his legacy here, but it's time for a fresh look at this team.